Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Today's episode of The Other Stories is Chimera 5.1, written by JT Shields and narrated by James Barnett, aka Jimmy Horrors.
In the oppressive stillness of the room, Alex sat motionless, fingers suspended above the keyboard. The blank document on the screen taunted him, a yawning abyss reflecting the barren wasteland of his mind. His gaze wandered the cramped, shadow-laden apartment, hunting for the elusive spark of inspiration. Piles of dog-eared notebooks, monuments to his once desperate struggle for literary success, littered the floor. The air hung heavy with the acrid scent of stale coffee, mingling with the musty odor of well-worn books that filled the sagging shelves. Outside, rain lashed the window panes, its desolate rhythm echoing through the room like the heartbeat of a dying beast, marking the relentless march toward another failed deadline, another missed opportunity. Yet again, he would have to churn out whatever he could to make a quick buck, whether it meant taking on more ghost writing or autobiographies, a gig that was getting as old as some of his clients, or picking up more content writing. Alex screwed his hand into a fist and brought it down onto the keyboard. Once, twice. His teeth squeezed so tight his jaw ached. The screen flickered. Window after window popped up and then it all disappeared. Only an electronic blackness left to reflect his failing career. He jabbed at the power button. Still nothing.
"Dad, are you alright?"
Elliot stood at the doorway, his crumpled pajamas gathered around his scrawny frame.
"What have I told you about coming down and disturbing me at work? It's bedtime. Now!" he shouted.
Elliot stumbled backwards as though his words had a physical force behind them. His little face tightened into a closed-off expression it often had. Alex sighed, folding his emotions back inside.
"Look, it's my only chance to work. I'm sorry, but..."
Elliot ran off. His rapid footsteps gave another sign of Alex's failings. He exhaled, pushing the last of his aspirations away, twisted in his seat, ready to leave the writing behind when the screen regained life. A multitude of boxes filled the display as though every application had gone into overdrive. He leaned closer to the monitor, snapping one box closed and then laboriously moving the cursor to the next, and then the next. The mouse clicked like a series of tiny explosions, his finger aching with repetition. Then he stopped. In the last window, conjured by some malevolent force that fed on his frustration, an advertisement for the application Chimera had slithered its way through the dark recesses of the internet. The slight widening of his eyes made them sparkle in the eerie glow from the computer's display as he read through the description. Its bold claims about AI revolutionizing the writing industry were both alluring and unnerving. And yet, under this last pop-up, the blank screen waited for him. With a trembling hand, he clicked the link. Chimera began the process of installation, its digital tendrils snaking their way deep into the recesses of the computer's hard drive. The fan whirred wildly, a low hum that seemed to vibrate the very air around it, its blade slicing through the stagnant air with each revolution, pulling at the heaviness in the room, even at the dark corners where the shadows lengthened, stretching like reaching arms towards Alex. And then, suddenly, it stopped. The fan fell silent, the only sound the gentle hum of the computer's inner workings. The installation was complete. Alex sat back in his chair, his heart a rolling drum roll before an execution, skin prickled over his body awash with adrenaline, which he put down to the prompt now sitting on the screen ahead of him. "How may I assist?" it read, a solid line blinking on and off at the end of the question like a digital pulse. He bit his lip, then began typing, "Write me a story." The solid line blinked at him, letters, words, sentences, and then whole paragraphs stained the screen. "Once upon a time in the magical land of Meridoria, nestled between the rolling hills and the azure seas." A wry smile slipped across his face. Had any claim ever lived up to the expectation? As if AI could do much more than flay the skin from thousands of years of human experience. There was no vital organs, no soul to give any essence, although he did like the name Meridoria. "How may I assist?" Slowly he began again, forming the idea with each press on the keyboard. "Write me a story about a struggling writer." He held back, finger poised above the enter key, as eerie whispers, barely distinguishable from his own muted inner turmoil, coaxed him onward. No sooner had he pressed the enter key, Chimera's response began. In the oppressive stillness of the room, Alex sat motionless, fingers suspended above the keyboard. The blank document on the screen taunted him. A yawning abyss reflected the barren wasteland of his mind. Alex's body transformed into a crystalline glacier, frozen solid in an instant. He shot a glance at his notebooks, their spines cracked, paper yellowed and creased. Then the line of abandoned coffee cups, half filled with cold, murky liquids. Circular rings staining the shelves and his desk, as though several guests had fled simultaneously. Reading on, the idea of so much being a coincidence seemed absurd. His name, his son's name, were all within the conjured text. Even the description of the room had some accuracy. Then it occurred to him. The computer program had access to his hard drive, probably even some of his social media. Of course, that had to be it. It had pulled from his own experiences. Maybe that's what gave it an edge for the user, although he wasn't sure how much he liked the blurring of fiction with his own reality. Although Alex didn't like the idea of his own life creeping into the narrative, he had to admit, there was something about it which grabbed at his own creative muscles. He let himself unwind, his shoulders losing the rigid frame and focused on the unfinished story, both editing and expanding. Alex knew where he wanted to go with it, always keen to add a psychological twist at the end of his piece. He adjusted the names first, choosing John as a more suitable name, not too close to his own. Then he continued with the story. For the first time in a while, the words flowed effortlessly from Alex's fingertips. Whenever he paused, Chimera suggested a phrase, which electrified his creativity and pushed him on further. pages and pages without breaking, his wrists aching. Perspiration broke out on his brow as he guided Act 1 to its conclusion. Finally, he stopped, slumping, exhausted, eyes drained and dry from the intensity of it. And yet he buzzed with a sense of accomplishment. After weeks of false starts, he had something. Alex scrolled back over the last few paragraphs and absorbed them. A chill snapped his spine. The paragraph, direction he had taken in the story, was different, somehow. Darker, more twisted and personal than he had ever made a story. Despite changing the character names, they had reverted, presumably by the program. Even as he watched the last paragraph, Chimera callously obliterated a section of the text he had poured his heart into, ruthlessly twisting it into something malign and disturbing enough to catch in the dryness of his throat. As he whispered the final phrase, in a frenzied panic, he scrolled back to the beginning of the text, the pages whirling past like a demonic conveyor belt, and he, trapped in some nightmarish assembly line. The same was true of the beginning. Where once he'd painted a picture of a caring father, another now emerged from between the lines of the text, one driven by self, and an uncomfortable distance between the two characters. The distaste of reading this and it resembling his own father-son relationship was so unpalatable, he needed to change it immediately. Alex deleted the section and redrafted it, and yet try as he might, Chimera tugged and pulled at the text, manipulating, until he ended up with an abhorrent creation he hadn't been sure he had intended. A part of him even wondered, questioned, if he truly was the father in this story. A cold and abusive monster set to alienate those around him. If the cold analysis of Chimera held a digital mirror up to his essence. "What the hell are you doing to my story?" he hissed at the computer screen. Of course it didn't answer, but highlighted and reformed multiple sections of the tale. Scrolling back to the end to add another horrific line in the text, like a bloody knife wound in his chest as he read. Alex stood over his son's body, helpless as the dark entity pulled back into the recesses of the deluded writer's mind. "Not this! Why are you doing this? It's my creation, damn you! This isn't me!" His mind a raging fire and his body engulfed by the snapping flames, he jabbed at the computer, deleting the entire text and to hell with it. This wasn't him. It couldn't be. He would never, had never hurt his son. As he sat there consumed by the sinister images that plagued his mind, the writer could no longer discern the origin of his dark musings. The once clear boundary between his own imagination and the sinister influence of Chimera had become blurred, like the slow, treacherous blending of oil into water. It was as if Chimera had weaved its treacherous coils into the depths of his consciousness, transforming the very fabric of his thoughts. Only the vilest of ideas rose to the surface, overpowering the faint whispers of hope that once resided there. Alex's breath came in short, shallow gasps as he stared at the glowing monitor. His mind reeling. He wouldn't let Chimera use his art as a weapon against him. Desperate to confront the darkness that had invaded his world, Alex began to type furiously, trying to wrest control back from the entity that had taken hold. He wrote the truth, giving life to his protagonist, a desperate and tormented figure who battled a pervasive and inescapable force, part of a war he could never win. Created through life, its failures and continuous march to the end. Tears streamed down Alex's face as he realized he couldn't escape the darkness. It had burrowed too deep, taken hold of his very essence, a nightmare which lurked to pull all into its depths. A surge of determination coursed through him as realization came. There was only one thing he could do to free them from the malevolent force set to consume his life's greatest creation. Outside his son's room, he stood paralyzed by the inevitable. The oppressive atmosphere grew thicker and more suffocating, the walls closing in on him in a vice-like grip, crushing at his sanity. a curtain of black enveloping him, blinkering him to everything except those indelible last lines carved out by Chimera. As he hesitated at the threshold, his palms slick with cold sweat, he heard a faraway cry. A ghostly echo of a lullaby from a past life. A lullaby his beloved wife once sang to their son before the endless cruelty of the world snatched her away. Alex stepped inside.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Other Stories. Chimera 5.1 was written by JT Shields, narrated and produced by James Barnett, aka Jimmy Horrors. With music by Duncan Muggleton and Boom Library and Dark Fantasy Studio and Tom Robson. And sound effects provided by freesound.org. The episode illustration was provided by Luke Spooner of Carry On House. A quick thanks to our community managers, Joshua Boucher and Jasmine Arch, and to Joshua Boucher for helping with our submission reading. And of course to Ben Errington, the cybernetic sommelier. I don't know how to say that word. Serving up perfect pairings of ones and zeros. JT Shields is a writer from the UK who enjoys all things horror. You can follow his work at www.jtshields.com. James Barnett is the producer of the Night's End podcast and After the Gloaming. Search for them wherever you get your podcasts. You can catch other works of his at jamesbarnettcreative.com. Sommelier. The Other Stories is a production of the story studio Hawk and Cleaver and is brought to you with a Creative Commons attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. That means don't change it, don't sell it, but by all means share the hell out of it. Sommelier. Until next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.